I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but they are kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happier happy hour. It's rolling along. Want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, a friend of ours, former Republican Wisconsin Senate leader Dale Schultz. We'll keep checking in with Dale all year long and from here till he stops taking my phone calls. And Dominic, we welcome a new fine guest right now live via Zoom. She is Laura Ford Harris. She is the Chief Development Officer, Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. Laura, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, Laura, thanks for joining us, Laura.
You've got a big event this weekend. The Boys and Girls Club have a big fundraiser. You're going to help us preview it. Hearts for Helping. Tell us all about this big event, please.
Absolutely. Dane County, are you ready? Now join us this Saturday, February 20th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. This is the Boys and Girl Scouts Hearts for Helping live from Dane County. It's our annual fundraising event where you'll have a wonderful live broadcast event with a mix of exciting celebrity appearances, community heroes awards. There's a youth talent show with a $5,000 grand prize.
Wait. Ooh. Let me slow you down right there, Laura. Tell me more.
When you say youth, like how old is youth?
Are Peter Pan-like characters allowed to enter late, sir? Ma'am?
Not this time. However, if you were between the ages of 13 and 24, you could have submitted an entry. It had to be about 2 minutes. We had a group of judges who went through the 30 or more submissions and narrowed it down to five. So we've got five youth from this Madison, Dane County area that are going to be singing and dancing and playing the trombone through till someone walks away with $5,000 in cash.
Laura, that's nice. A lot of pressure on young performers, but I can't wait. I understand you also have a wonderful band that is going to play live from the Sylvie. Tell us about the musical entertainment, if you would.
Oh my goodness, we have so much entertainment. Old Soul Society is going to be joining us and broadcasting, as you said, live from the Sylvie. It's the first time they've ever performed live on that stage. And it was so exciting to be in that venue and just see what it looks like since, you know, no one's really been out and anywhere in such a long time. In addition to Old Soul Society, which is a local Dane County Madison group, you'll also be able to hear the song stylings from hip hop icon Doug E. Fresh. Now, I could try and beatbox, but I don't think it So, Doug E. Fresh is going to be there. He's going to do a few songs with us. We'll also be joined by Claudia Jordan, who was on The Apprentice, a different talk show host, Pooch Hall, who you may know from The Game, or Ray Donovan, if you're a Ray Donovan fan. Brian J. White, who's been an actor in a variety of movies and a variety of different programs on TV. So they're actually going to be joining us live also.
Now, how does the fundraising aspect of this work? Are we looking for people to pay to virtually attend, or how are you going to raise the money?
Well, that's a wonderful question. Thank you so much. So, what's amazing this time is through some generosity of some of our donors, we're going to be able to open this platform up where everyone can view it online. While you're online and you see amazing things, you hear what the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County is doing here in the community, you can make a donation. Now, if you want a VIP experience, you can pay for our $75 VIP experience, which will also get you the opportunity to go into a VIP meeting room with our celebrity guests. In addition, you'll get an amazing gourmet box that's being put together by Metcalf's with some charcuterie and some wine delivered directly to your home, with all those proceeds going to help support the programming that we do at the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, I like to hear about the victuals. I like to eat.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. But you know what? I can't give it all away. you need to go ahead and register at the Boys and Girls Club website, where you can register for the event at bgcdc.org/H4H, Hearts for Healthy.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a very enthusiastic guest. She is Laura Ford Harris. She is the Chief Development Officer with the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. Laura, let's talk a little bit about what the proceeds will help to accomplish. What's the Boys and Girls Club doing for local youth in our community?
Right. Well, since this pandemic, almost a year ago now, the Boys and Girls Club has been on the front line of supporting the community. We started off with a raising funds with Selfless Ambition and the United Way of Dane County and raised $3 million, which had been distributed to over 62 organizations. Wow. And we kicked that off giving away $425,000 to organizations, grassroots organization out there helping families and individuals when this first started. Since then, we have been on the forefront. Just last week, we donated 250,000 masks to MMSD. We have a Family Meals to Go program where we've been feeding families and individuals and students since last March. So all of those resources, all the money we raise goes back into us serving the community.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Laura Ford Harris, the Chief Development Officer for the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, our guest via the Zoom. Laura, thanks for joining us. I always am concerned for organizations like yours during, you know, times like this. How has the pandemic impacted, you know, traditional, quote unquote, kind of fundraising and, you know, business of nonprofits such as yours?
I think everyone can think about a nonprofit or a small business near and dear to their heart and understand how they've been impacted by the pandemic and closures and people being afraid and actually being restricted as to where they can go. Since last March, our clubs were initially closed, and then we reopened with a strategic plan in partnership with Public Health Madison and Dane County, following all of their guidelines. So, you know, people are used to coming into the Boys and Girls Club and seeing bustling groups of kids running around playing sports weekends and having a variety of activities, and they've been quiet. The most we've been able to have in our clubs at this point is about 30 students, and that's in our Taft and Sun Prairie Club, where we normally would have hundreds of students in.
Wow.
So fundraisers are critical to being able to keep those Boys and Girls Clubs open. And we pivoted to address the needs of the community. So not just, you know, serving students in the club, but we've been doing our meals program, our Family Meals to Go. We raised funds through our Move for BGC event last spring that helped feed first responders, youth and families, and provide digital programming. Last summer, we were one of the only, if not the only, in the community to provide summer internships. We had 141 students who we placed in jobs throughout the Dane County region. So it's programs like that that we do in the community. No one has to pay anything to participate in those programs, those activities that we're doing. So these fundraisers fund all of those kinds of initiatives.
And Laura, you know, the ability for your organization to pivot like that and address, you know, the very specific needs is a testament to your organization, certainly. You mentioned some of the funding fundraisers that you did and the funding that you provided to other organizations. And I think, you know, during times like these, a global pandemic, there's a lot of reassessing going on in people's lives, what's important to them and what they want to do. How are you seeing? Are you seeing more people getting involved with organizations like yours or starting their own organizations in order to try to assist and help their neighbors?
Yes, you know, Madison, you are so generous. So extremely generous. And it's because of friends and neighbors and supporters like your radio listeners that we're still here, that we're still open. Boys and Girls Club and our president and CEO, Michael Johnson, you know, immediately the day that, you know, the announcements came out about closing because of the pandemic, we started to look at what could we do in this community to help others? What were others going to need to be safe, to have food security, to have program, to have access to the resources that they needed? So the Madison community has so stepped up. People have contacted us. They're helping with their time, their talent, and their treasure. And that is so important to nonprofits across the community, nonprofits that you believe in and that are providing that grassroots level and more extensive support to the needs of families and individuals in this community.
Laura, how do you think the kids, the participants are holding up? These are tough times. And I think we sometimes forget that this is affecting our kids as well. Now, I always thought of the Boys and Girls Club as a place where teenagers went to stay out of trouble. Mm-hmm. So during these trying times for so many of our local youth, how does the Boys and Girls Club keep them engaged, keep them out of trouble, if you will?
Right. The Boys and Girls Club provides digital programming. So if you go to our website, we have different activities. And even during the summer months, we provided kits that you could pick up from the Boys and Girls Club and take them home and do them with your family. So there were science kits. One of our team members teaches card games. And so, you know, we're trying to address that connection with members online. We know that everyone is sometimes a little zoomed out, but we also try to provide engaging, fun activities. So we have a Keystone Club that's focused on community service, where we're partnering with the Jewish Federation of Madison. We have a Rocket Force Club, which is a virtual club where it's a video game where, you know, you can compete against other kids. So we're trying to address those needs that kids have, that youth and that even you know, families have about engaging. The clubs are open after school at Taft, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And if you come to the Boys and Girls Club, you're going to have a hot meal when you come in. On Wednesdays, you can come in if you're a teen, and you can be there from 12:30 to 6, excuse me. So we're still open, smaller numbers, but we're still there, willing and able to provide a resource, provide support for academics in the club settings. And that's only one aspect of it. We've got our Avid Tops programs, which are still going on in the school, still providing support to students, in addition to our 600 college students that are spread across the country. So we are still advocating and working directly with students on a daily basis.
Laura Ford Harris, Chief Development Officer of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. Let's tell them again about the fundraiser. How did they get involved this Saturday, 7 to 8:30?
You want to go ahead and tune in to Channel 3000, Madison 365, and look for Hearts for a Helping live from Dane County. Go to bgcdc.org, H4H, to sign up. And we'll look forward to seeing you there soon.
Laura, are you going to play a part? Are you the master of ceremonies? I mean, you are a passionate young lady. I like you.
Thank you. No, I'm the behind the scene ones. I'm holding the door. That's it. That's all I have to do.
And what,
we've got a great team.
And what part does our pal Michael Johnson play this weekend?
You know what? Michael Johnson is always that motivation and inspiration just beyond the surface. He's got us all hyped up and excited, but you'll have to tune in to see what Michael's going to do this year.
I suspect he may play a part in the presentation. Laura, thank you so much for coming around and telling our fine audience about the big fundraiser. It's important stuff. Laura Ford Harris, Chief Development Officer, Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. Laura, hope you have a tremendous success this Saturday night.
Thank you so much. And thanks for inviting us.
You are quite welcome. folks, you're all invited to stick around. One last segment of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show for the day. Phone lines open. Dial them up. 844-967-2789.